The next thing is the gochujang ice cream.
I'm making gochujang ice cream shoe buns today with a gochujang ice cream, a lemon curd, and a gochujang caramel.
So gochujang is a Korean chili paste. You can use it in marinades, in your curries, stir fries, but I'm gonna try and incorporate this into a dessert today. The key to nailing this dish is gonna be balancing those flavors, because you've got gochujang, which is so strong.
I do want the judges to actually feel it, because otherwise there's no point of using it if it's like subtle, if you know what I mean. Oh my God, that's ice cream's busted.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, very cute.
Gochujang ice cream shoe bun, lemon curd, and a gochujang caramel.
Okay, so you doubled down on the gochujang.
Yeah, there's only one way to do gochujang.
Well, look, you've taken quite a big risk. I'm really, really keen to see how it tastes. You know what? You've pulled it off. Actually, it's really delicious.
Oh,
I really like it.
Thank you.
There's an element in gochujang that is sweet under all that heat. And the fact that you've handled it really carefully and you've added caramel, you've emphasized that sweetness. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Oh. Well done.
Dipinder, I really, really enjoyed it. When you taste that caramel, it's literally not sweet. The bitterness just balances everything. Really, really clever. Well done.
Well done.
I think standing out is key today, especially when we're both trying to feature the chili oil. I wanted to do dessert because I wanted to make something which is unexpected for the judges. I mean, when you see chili oil, ice cream's the last thing that comes on your mind. I know it's a big risk, but if it pays off, I'm cooking in that immunity tomorrow. I just need to make sure that my dish is perfect.
So on the top, I've got the chili oil ice cream. I've got a sago pudding on the base and a lychee and a lime granita.
All right, let's see who's made the best dessert. And we're gonna start with Dipinder.
Whoa.
Sorry, just had to work that out. Dipinder, oh my goodness, that is so bloody good. It's so complex. Like, you've got all those beautiful little balls of sago. I get all the little individual pearls and they're still actually chewy. And then you have the chili oil ice cream. It is such a wonderful push-pull sensation that I get, and it's happening through the whole dessert. It's so dynamic, and it is so magical.
You've got this chili oil ice cream, right, which is just, like, so impeccable by the texture, but also the amount of heat you've introduced to that as well, because it's got a bit of boogie going on. Then what you've done so smartly is tame that heat, not just with acidity through that lychee and lime granita, but the texture of the sago as well. You've done it so well, and it manages to just pull back the amount of chili that's going on. And so then you're like, I want to do that again. I want to do that again. And it's addictive, and that is why your dish is a 10.
I'm doing a curry with a roti for you guys, except it's going to be a dessert.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Part is the curry going in as
the ice cream. So I'm going to do a Thai curry ice cream with a lemon, kind of like a gingery crumb to go under. I'm going to do a roti with a chili caramel.
Wow.
Okay.
Woo!
You are really pushing.
60 minutes isn't a long time for ice cream.
I've made the ice cream before, and I've been wanting to do this combination for a while, so I really want to get this done.
I can see, like, shrimp paste. So how are you going to incorporate that into a dessert?
I've done the shrimp paste a little bit. That's in my ice cream anglaise.
Smell this. It smells like
very Thai.
Oh!
I got, can I
Yeah. And this is going in your ice cream. Shrimp paste in your ice cream. I'm just like surprised. Curious, intrigued.
I'm very intrigued.
When you get it right, it is so, so good.
Yeah.
This is another level up, right?
Yeah.
Like this kind of savory, sweet dessert, shrimp paste.
Yeah.
Are you even thinking about round two?
No.
Oh. Wow.
It's a take on roti with curry, kind of turning that into a bit of a savoury dessert. So it's a Thai curry ice cream with a roti, got a chilli caramel on top of the roti, and there's a little bit of crumb underneath for the ice cream to sit on.
Dipender, that was remarkable. What I love the most is not just the colors, the textures are impeccable. You are a natural cook.
Dipender, it is magic. That is probably your best dish of the competition.
Oh my God.
I think it's all centered around that curry ice cream, which when you put shrimp paste in there, I was like, this is madness. But for me, that is the one ingredient that sends this into another realm.
You've got this amazing way with spices. I've seen you do it with desserts before. You're very, very good at knowing how far to push it. And you push this one quite far out. And what's amazing about it is I want to demolish the whole lot. It's not just sort of an interesting flavor. It is really delicious.
Thank you.
In 1 hour to do an ice cream and a roti is bonkers. And it's so smooth. The caramel goes so well with it. Honestly, I can't fault anything, and I'm so proud that you've backed yourself up.
Thank you for your ingredients.
Well done.
Dipender!
Hey, guys.
I love that you're buzzing today. You're like buzzing.
It's top five. I'm so happy to be here. I love curry leaves. My favourite herb. I'm actually dying to do a curry leaf ice cream for you guys.
Yeah.
So today I've made curry leaf ice cream with a sol curry granita, a pumpkin peanut butter puree, and white pepper meringue twigs.
Are you confident this is top dish?
It's a really good dish. I hope, yeah, you guys love it. Yep. Yeah, let's go for it.
You don't sound confident, Dipender.
I'm confident that this will be the top dish.
That a girl. Let's taste.
Dipender, this is what we call in French un phénomène d'osmose. Osmosis assemblage, basically speaking. Everything there is all together react to something unique. And this, again, is another dish that I was not expecting even myself to try to dare to mix white pepper, the pumpkin. I can go on and on and on. Everything in your dish is so well balanced, so well. And the sugar, which is very important, because it's a dessert, and the saltiness too together, they're very combined. It is excellent. And the way you are, you like this, you're so humble. And it's caring because if you produce this all the time, every time you manage to knock something epic, and you are the way you are, I'll tell you what, just keep doing what you do as long as you can because you are fantastic. Thank you, Dipender.
I just loved it. It's all these really unfamiliar flavours that you find in a dessert, but they just kind of keep morphing into one another on the palate. And I love those little matchstick meringues that really did add something to the dish, not just textural. Yeah, you should be so proud of yourself. Thank you.
Dipender, will you give me a little happy dance if I get a little beat going for you? Come on, everybody. Everybody, come on. You should be dancing the night away because that's your best one yet for me.
My God.
The difficulty in that one is through the absolute roof. Like, you're playing with fire here. me, the granita was the highlight. Tasting it by itself, it is so salty. But then you put that on the plate with all of the sweetness, the herbaceousness from the curry leaf ice cream, the tingle of the white pepper, and then that beautiful kind of nutty peanut butter, pumpkin flavour that is just like grounding everything. Woohoo! Bye-bye. That is like, honestly, that is the best dessert that you've put up for me. You pulled this out at the right time. Well done.
Well done, Cinder.
Whoa.
Huh? Oh, mate, that was great.
Oh, my God. Didn't think that was going to happen.
Brilliant.